100 AD, I was a famous lady. And when my husband's charm was fading, he went away campaigning. Went away to war and left me flat. I did not have time to think of that. War is war, and in war I knew there was work that only girls could do. And so while the others were ballyhooing, night and day I was doing quiet little acts of charity. And what do you think? They called me public sweetheart number one, loved by every mother's son. While my old man was away, I did one good deed each day. I should care if I was missed from the New Year's honors list. I had fame and much more fun as public sweetheart number one. When a knight errant left his charmer, he had his girl encased in some little bit of his old armor, so she could keep her waist in. And my husband gaily said as he nailed me into my new lingerie, "You stay home with a bulldog pup, lock the door and keep the drawbridge up." And 1 minute after my man departed, stormy weather had started. Who do you imagine called on me but Richard the Lion-hearted? Have you ever tried to run when your undies weighed a ton? I just looked at him and sighed. Achicha, am I 45? How on earth could I foresee he possessed a master key? And the fireworks had begun for public sweetheart number one. Why did they call him Lion-hearted, though he was big and bony? I want to tell you, now we're parted, that it was all baloney. He might roar and wave his oriflamme, but that lion went out just like a lamb. When I said, "You're a false alarm, give me Henry of Navarre for charm." Although people raved about Richard's torso, Henry's was even more so. And if you ever wonder why France is our closest ally, Sherry, Moral, Unky Poe started London Cordial, and that gag par excellence on East Walkie Malliponce. And when Henry honored me with his royal fleur-de-lis, all that could be done was done by public sweetheart